This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And of course, we're taking you through all the shakeups that have been happening in our political landscape. We are going to be hearing shortly from Thomas Phan, who's the chairperson of Bursay. They, of course, called or concluded a press conference. So we're just going to be getting the latest updates on that in a bit. In the meantime, we've also been asking you for your thoughts. And we have, I think, a pair of messages that somewhat reflect each other. First of all, this from Julian.
The end result of this could be a shakeup and consolidation of the current government. Hopefully now all those who have been pulling in different directions and maneuvering will have been neutralized. Everyone else will toe the line and they can finally get on with their jobs.
That sentiment of finally getting on with their jobs, I think, is so key. And that also has reflected, I think, a sense of grief or sadness when it comes to the idea of losing some of the ministers who have, in fact, been doing their job, who have, in fact, not been pulling in different directions and who've been performing. And so it's such a pity that should, I suppose, things follow their natural linear progression, you know, the resignation of the prime minister is accepted, cabinet is dissolved. Yes, there have been some disappointments with this government, but that's not to say that there haven't also been people who've been genuinely really kind of working for the rakyat. And now through some might say no fault of their own, are going to find themselves not in that position to do that anymore.
Yeah, I think the one that's been catching quite a lot of attention has been, of course, the apparent last press statement coming from Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. Of course, he and his team have been great, I think, so far. It's very clear to me, and it's very easy for me to say that his team's handling of the COVID-19 cases and outbreak locally as well as maybe even internationally has been fantastic. And I think seeing him go is just quite saddening.
Especially with good news. Yeah. That last tweet was basically like, two more people cured of COVID-19 and, terima kasih. And it was just like it was sad to see. And in that vein as well, we have Alex saying, though I voted for Pakatan, I'm not happy with what they've accomplished. If there was an election today, I wouldn't vote for them again. But this doesn't mean that they should be overthrown due to a political realignment. They have time to regain the voters like me. So let's see who wins the next GE to form the next government.
Yeah, I think there is that again, right? That interest back into having another election. Though I think for me, it just seemed like a bit of a slightly tiring process, especially coming right off something that we saw over the weekend. But at the same time, it's likely also about that elections in general are very expensive to hold. So one, the economy isn't doing great. We have the outbreak to sort of still worry about. And then now we have to reconsider a re-election. Perhaps it is the right thing to do, but I think logistically, it's just a nightmare at this point in time.
Well, speaking of tired or feeling like, we have Faisal Azlan saying, whatever. I want to be prime minister. It's been such a tiring 2 days. I want to make a new party. Party Jangan Buat Hal. I would support that party. If you were accepting members, you can expect me to show up at Party JBH's headquarters tomorrow. And then we have this comment here from Vicky.
In the past, the Prime Minister steps down and his deputy takes over. We have a deputy Prime Minister, so why can't we do it now?
So I think that our colleagues in the afternoon, The Bigger Picture, spoke with Lim Wei Jet earlier today. And the outcome, or at least what Wei Jet said essentially, is that the role of the Deputy Prime Minister is not one that I think is very clearly delineated in the Constitution. So in answer to this question, don't know. To go back also to what our guest said earlier, there are a lot of unknowns simply because we are in a situation where there is no precedent. So I suppose this is one of those things where we'd have to, I hate to say it, but wait and see.
Yeah, we just have to be a bit patient, unfortunately. And that's all really we can do right now.
Now, on the line with us is Thomas Phan, chairperson of Bursay 2.0. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
So we've been asking everybody this because I think everyone has kind of their own individual read on it. What have been your thoughts and feelings about these political developments, given that Bursay has been pushing for clean governance for a long time now?
Obviously, we are extremely distressed by what has happened because democracy, you know, is manifested at the general elections when people make their choice based on what is on was on the table in the manifesto promises. And I think the people made a choice at the last election to vote in Pakatan Harapan and give him a five-year mandate. And I think this midway changing of government through switching of alliance and defection, I think it's a betrayal of the mandate that people have given to Pakatan Harapan. And I think this is a black day for democracy in Malaysia.
Now, Bersih just held a press conference together with a significant group of civil society members. What were the main concerns that you shared?
Well, I think it has already happened. And from the looks of things, Pakatan Harapan doesn't have the numbers to form government. And if a new prime minister, the person who commands the most support in the Dewan Rakyat, is appointed and form a new cabinet, we are calling that for the parliament to be dissolved so that this new government can seek a new mandate from the Rakyat and present themselves the kind of policies and manifesto they have, and so that the Rakyat can choose again. I think that's the right thing to do.
Mm. And looking at where we are right now, how much impact will this have on the reform efforts that the civil sector has been pushing for all this while?
I would say it would have a huge impact because a lot of the reform that ourselves and other NGO have pushed for many years found its way into the Buku Harapan, the Pakatan Harapan's manifesto. And that's why with the change in government, it made it possible for us to push a little bit forward with the reform. But now with a reconfiguration, a new government that's likely to include the old government, you know, and pass, I think the reform effort could have come to an end right now. But we'll continue to push for reform, whoever is in government.
So component parties like DAP and Warisan, for example, have asked for Tun M to perhaps, and the interest is there to renominate Tun M as Prime Minister. What are your thoughts on this? And, you know, what is the right step here? For example, is calling for another election perhaps the right step instead of renominating Tun M as Prime Minister?
Yeah, I think that is not an ideal situation. I think one thing that we have always stressed is that Tun is 94 and coming to 95 this year. And whether you want to talk about transition or not, it's going to take place, you know. And I think, but at this critical moment, I think he is probably, if he's still with Pakatan Harapan, you know, probably the best person to kind of like hold the ship and keep it from sinking.
So a question that's come up quite a bit is, how can we, the people, I suppose, play a part in all of this? And maybe you would also like to talk about the importance of voting, because that's been a conversation that's also been kickstarted on our show by some people expressing, I think, a level of just dismay and being disheartened by all of this.
Right.
You know, how would you respond?
I think the most important thing right now that I have to say to the people of Malaysia is don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Because we managed to change government at the last generation less than 2 years, general election less than 2 years ago. And I think the power is in our hand. And I think now with better management of the election process, and hopefully that will continue, I think people can still express their choice through the ballot box. And that's why we say go back to the people, have a snap election, so that people can make an informed and conscious choice on who should govern them, rather and not leave it to this politician to maneuver and just betray the mandate of the people.
Thomas, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Most welcome. Thank you.
You just heard there from Thomas Phan, chairperson of Bersih 2.0. Again, if you would like to join the conversation, if you would like to just ask any questions you have or tell us how you feel, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.